You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And I have Rosetta from Psychogab on the line. Rosetta, how are you doing today?
Hola, I'm good. How are you, Maddie?
I'm good, thank you. Your new single, Gabin, came out last Friday. Congratulations. How does it feel to have it out in the world?
Oh, it feels so good. Yeah. It's definitely one of those songs that we kind of started writing quite early on, like in terms of when the band got together, which was just over a year ago. It was one of the first songs that we kind of wrote all together, and so it's definitely, like, you know, taken a lot of different forms.
Yeah, for sure.
Which at times has been quite frustrating, but it's also quite rewarding now that, you know, we know that this is how the song needs to sound.
Yeah,
and it's just nice to have it out in the world.
That's so cool. It's such a good song. It's so, I don't know, I really enjoy it. I think it's, like, right up my alley. It's great. Yeah. It's your first release since Messy, which you released last year, so you have had a bit of a gap between the releases. Have you just been working on this one, or have there been other songs in the mix too?
No, we've had heaps in the mix, actually.
Stunning.
The funny thing is that we kind of started recording, you know, from the get-go when we first got together, which made for a really interesting journey because, you know, like, we've just kind of been figuring out our sound as we go along. And so we've got a few tracks kind of done and ready. So we've got another single lined up for next month and then an EP later this year, but there's a real eclectic mix of kind of genre and sound, which has been fun for us to explore as we go along. But yeah, it's definitely made for an interesting year, which I think is why there's been, like, a bit of break since Now and Messy. We've just been, like, figuring out how we're gonna do this.
For sure. That's so cool though. It's so different to what, like, other bands do, like, recording from the get-go. You don't really hear that very often, which is just, like, it's very cool. It's very unique. It's a cool way to explore your sound and explore who you are as a band, I guess. Like, So Gabin is your latest single. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind it, what you wrote the song about, how did it come together?
Like I said before, Gabin, we wrote really early on when we were starting to jam together. So for context, Messy, which is our last single, Caleb and I started writing that together, and then the band, we just kind of were jamming together just casually, and all of a sudden we were playing all these songs and we wrote Messy, and it was like, this hasn't really been a sound that any of us have explored on our own. And it was one of those, like, kind of magical things where collaboration, like, created the sound and we wouldn't have come to it on our own. And so early on we started writing Gabin, and the circumstances are pretty funny because it was during Cyclone Gabrielle, which obviously was, like, devastating for a lot of people. But one very small positive thing that came out of all of that was that we were stuck inside and we were making a lot of music. And Caleb and I had just moved into our first flat, and so Orlando, Caleb and I were spending quite a lot of time there writing together, and we were using, I was like, okay, let's just take this storm metaphor and, like, run and see how far we can go. And so there's a lot of that storm imagery there, but I think a lot of the messaging behind it was I really wanted to be able to like the song says, like, sit in that storm and, like, feel all of the big feelings of, like, and all the complexities of a young relationship or whatever's going on in our lives, and be able to learn from the conflict as it happens rather than wait for the sunshine on the other side, if that makes sense.
That's cool. So it's, like, very influenced by your, like, personal lives, right? Like, what was going on at the time.
And we kind of, and we, I feel like a lot of our sound, I usually write most of the lyrics, but a lot of our sound is, like, you know, we write about quite big feelings. And so a lot of the time having a band behind that is so powerful, because it's like, okay, we've got these big feelings, let's make a really big fleshed out arrangement to you know, like, accompany that.
Yeah. How does it feel translating those, like, big feelings, as you say, into, like, a song and putting it out in the world? Like, it must be a really vulnerable experience and, like,
It is a vulnerable experience. I think the long process of recording makes it a little bit easier. Like, it's funny hearing the song in the world now, because it's, like, it's always that funny thing of, like, oh, here's our new song, but the song actually feels quite old to us, because we've been working on it for over a year.
I guess it would,
And I think having a band, when you're writing a song, that is quite vulnerable. Having that collaborative space is so powerful, because it's like, you are sharing those, like, vulnerable stories with the other people in your band, and then with the public when you release the song. But you also have a whole band of people behind you that are ready to, like, bring all of those feelings to life, and the potential for that is just so much bigger.
Yeah, for sure. That's, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I don't know. That's, yeah. That's a good way of thinking about it, because I feel like I, obviously, like, I don't make music. I just listen to, like, a lot of it. But you kind of, when you're listening to a new release, you don't really think that, hang on, like, this band has been working on it for, like, months, years, like, ages, as you say. Yeah. It just feels, like, so fresh and, like, so, like, I don't know, like, vulnerable in a different way as a listener. Like, listening to it, you kind of put your own spin on it, but obviously, like, as you say, it's got your own personal experiences intertwined, and the thing of Cyclone Gabriel as well, just, like, everything. Yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting way of thinking about things.
It is, and I think I love, like, watching bands or musicians when they've released a song. I love hearing them, how they perform it live afterwards, because, like, you know, you think, wow, this is so old for you, and you've been, like, probably playing it for a while. And I always feel like they, like, when you play it live, you kind of have to bring some sort of new take on it, otherwise it doesn't really feel that.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Yeah, that's cool. Have you guys got any gigs or shows coming up that you're looking forward to playing Gabin live at?
Yeah, for our next single, which is coming out at the end of Music Month, we've got a gig lined up in Tamaki Makaurau. We're going to play at Waimea Backroom, and we're going to have our friends from Pōneke, Crumbly Jack, come up and play with us. They're really cool. Jazz band, jazz kind of neo soul, similar kind of vibe to us. And then, we're looking at a few shows in when our EP comes out. Outside of just Tamaki Makaurau, so.
That's very exciting. Very cool. Something to look forward to for sure. Maybe you'll make it down to little old Dunedin. Hopefully. So, yeah, well, have you got any final things to say or anything you want to wrap up our little chat with about Gabin or about anything coming out, about your EP, about the shows?
Yeah, I think we're just really excited. It's been it's felt like quite a long year and a bit
of
not having a whole lot out there and just kind of gigging a lot around Auckland. But there's been a lot behind the scenes that we're really, really excited to put out in the world, and it's all going to happen, like, pretty quickly over the next few months, so I guess people can keep up to date with us on Instagram, Psycho Gabs Band, and
for sure
Gabin's in all the regular places.
Well, we'll definitely be keeping an ear out for everything and an eye on socials for all new releases. Everything, we'll probably be updating it on Radio 1 as well, for sure, which is exciting. But yeah. Thank you for coming in, well, calling and chatting with me today, Rosetta. It's been absolutely lovely and a pleasure to have you on the show and chat about Gabin.
Thanks for having me, Maddie.
Of course. Well, yeah. That was Rosetta from Psycho Gab talking about their latest single release, Gabin, which I'm going to play right now, and hope you enjoy. Thank you.
what's in my head. I'm so misunderstood. I'm tired of waiting for sunshine after every fire.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.